of the art. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you live from unceded Musqueam territory. Unceded meaning not handed over, and it is my honor as an uninvited guest to be here today at the UBC Vancouver campus. Hello, living world. This is RIP Radio, and I'm your host, Rachel. Welcome. You can't get this from the audio, but you can see that J Dilla is being wheeled out to the stage with lights and smoke shining down, with fans cheering for him. And these fans lift J Dilla, wheelchair and all, onto the stage. And this man is nearing the end of his life, and this is one of his last performances in Paris. And J Dilla addresses the crowd, and everybody goes absolutely wild.
What up, though? What up, though? Yeah. Yo, it's a blessing to be out here right now, bringing you this celebration.
That's what it is, y'all.
From the DM, I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to see my peoples. So, make some noise if you're feeling me out there.
James Yancey, JD, J Dilla, whatever you know him by. Most folks in the hip-hop community know J Dilla as one of the greatest hip-hop legends of our time. He was and still is one of the most influential rapper producers in the world of hip-hop. His legacy lives on today through a countless number of artists like Pharrell Williams, Kanye West, Erykah Badu, and more. But what was it about J Dilla that touched the lives of so many? Lonnie Lynn Jr., better known as Common, was actually J Dilla's roommate nearing the end of his life. And when they first met, they really hit it off because they're both from the Great Lakes region. Common from Chicago and J Dilla from Detroit. So Common talks about J Dilla as a musician, but also as a person in this interview with Hard Knock TV.
J Dilla was truly one of the purest musicians I've ever met, like purest creators, always about like what felt right to him. I could try to talk him into something, but if it's not his thing or he's not feeling that, he's not going to really do that point blank. And a good example is that I want him to rhyme on this song called Funky For You on my album, like Water For Chocolate. And he kept saying he was going to do it, and I had Slum Village all in the studio working on it. And I was like, man, when they go finish, I flew to Detroit. I was flying to Detroit every week, you know, just working on music with him. And he was like, he didn't finish it. I'm like, why ain't JD finish it? He don't want to be on it. And the next day he came, like that night, he was like, oh, we tired. I thought he was just going home to go to sleep. The next day he came and he was playing, came to pick me up at the hotel, and he was playing Thelonious. And he had the chorus already there. Yeah, yeah, play at your own risk. Act like, you know, I'm on some grown shit. I was like, yo, like, what's this? He's like, you went around to this? Like, JD was real. He'd take you in a direction, but he'd do it subtly, too. Like, and it was just like, man, he one of the greatest artists I ever worked with. And the dynamic of JD was he was the guy that could pull out a jazz record and go into some you know, groups, like whether it was, he was sampling Daft Punk early on, and he'll be aware of all these, like whether it's Ahmed Jamal, jazz, you know, all these jazz musicians, but then he wear his chain and go to the strip club. And I love that about him, because it was like he never left his Detroit roots.
Yeah, yeah, play at your own risk. And like you know, bitch, I'm off a grown shit. Play at your own risk. Like you know, bitch, I'm on some grown shit. It's the Thelonious Super Microphones. You know us, this rap shit, we bout to own it. You know it, it's many me's trying to clone us. I got a bonus for the bitch that run a bonus. I got a bonus for your bitch that win a bonus. It's the Thelonious Super Microphones. No time to sleep, cause if you sleep, you don't.
Tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Saddle with your host, Dan N. Real, authentic country.
Want to know what?
what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Dilla is one of my great friends, and he was my roommate in from 2004 to 2006 when he passed. He died of lupus, and I seen him going through a sickness and getting better and working on music and going through a sickness, and at the time he worked on the album B with me and did two tracks on that. That album was nominated for 4 Grammys, so. During his sickness, and like I would come home and see him, like, you know, in a wheelchair, like just really like physically just deteriorating, and you know I was always hoping he would get better, but it was hard at times for me to come home and see my friend going through this, feeling the guilt and different things. Well, one day he bought me a TV stand, just you know, in this process, and. For whatever reason, as the asshole I was at that moment or whatever, I didn't put the TV stand in my room. And I, you know, I just kind of tucked it away in the closet. And, you know, and I know I was doing that probably because of the aesthetic look or just like, I don't know, you know, I got all this other stuff in here. And I just felt that I, you know, should have made that gesture because it was just a gift from his heart while he was sick. So another aspect of that was us being nominated for 4 Grammys, his birthday was like a couple days before the Grammys. Then the Grammys came and we didn't win those Grammys. And that whole time I was like, I knew it was a potential that he may pass any day or soon, you know, with all the hopes that I had for him to live. I wanted him to see himself with a Grammy and winning a Grammy. So because those two things happened, I didn't put the TV stand in my room and shown that, and he didn't get to see himself win a Grammy. I wrote the song Rewind That, which I was saying that song is about me changing things, and if I could go back, how I would do things. And I'm saying, oh, I can't go back, but this is how I'll change it. And I'm saying now, when I God willing, when I win a Grammy, I will put this Grammy on that stand you got me. That's the whole line. It's like, I say, I know you still shining from heaven. You watch me. Watch me put this Grammy on that stand you got me. So I'm saying that's the redemption. If I, you know, if I'm able to put a Grammy on that stand, that would be a blessing.
Simple. Life is like the tempo of a Noah instrumental. Things that we've been through define who we are now. Since can I buy a dollar? Ooh, I'm a star now, coming from Chi-Town. We was the first to do it. Me, no ID, Twilight Tone on the music. The city on our back, we was the opening act. Throw our tapes in the crowd, they throw them right back. But we stayed on track, they stayed on the tracks. I stayed on the raps till we made it on the map. By then, Noah was my main guy. He and I was like Chi-Town's gangstar. We had came far together with a long way to go. Seeing the bigger picture, but now from different angles. Tangle of the hustle and survival in the game. Felt I had to leave home to be a household name. Show money low, needing to stack fast. City that had my back, now it's a backlash. Was I a slave to the cash and wanting it so bad? I just became a dad, rap is all I had. So I moved to New York to make it pop. Did like water for chop, that album changed a lot. But my man who I started with wasn't a part of it. And his presence, I didn't even acknowledge it. Knew I was wrong, he should at least had a song. It wouldn't be me without No ID and Twilight Tone. Wishing I could get that time back. Oh, I can, yo man, rewind that. Me and Dion back in the zone. I'm doing shows with Tone. For the future of the side, we gon' bring it back home.
rewind that and we can do it again. No ID, Twilight Zone, where the story began.
Rewind that one time, one time, one time.
Jay Dilla, as I say these words, my eyes fill up, cause what none realer than James DeWitt Yancey, so I'ma dedicate this to Dilla and his family. In Q-Tip's basement, I first met JD. I still remember the first beat he played me. He came to the shine late 3, that was crazy. Didn't even know me and gave him to me for free. I go to the D, he show big love, cook up some hot shit, then go to the strip club. Then we made the light and times got brighter. I said, turn it up, Jay, or take it higher. One day, I noticed he was tired quick. That's when I found out JD was real sick. Things got worse before they got better. I said, come to L.A. for peace and good weather. We got an apartment just so we can spark it. MP in the front room, records in the closet. The beats got iller, but the sickness was still there. I'm wishing I could wheel him out of his wheelchair. It was hard for me to come home every day and see my homie Jay's life fade away. I stayed away sometimes, in other words, I ran. Till one day, Jay bought me this TV stand. It was a gift, so I couldn't refuse it. It came from his heart, I regret I didn't use it. The lupus got worse, and for what it's worth, I wanted him to have a Grammy before he left this earth. Wishing we could have that time back. Oh, we can, yo man, rewind that. Gone, you live forever through song. I feel it when I see him with them Dilla shirts on. I know you're still shining from heaven. You watch me, watch me put this Grammy on the stand. You got me.
That's the infinite team right there. Me and ZD, I'm working with him whenever I can. He just like constantly progressing and growing. He one of the greatest producers.
Common talked about Jay Dilla better than I ever could, but from what Common said, you can glean that Jay Dilla was a soulful man. He was dedicated to his craft without ever losing sight of his roots. Donuts was the last album Jay Dilla released before his passing, but his estate has been releasing his albums posthumously ever since his death in 2006. The Diary, released in April 2016, is claimed to be the long-lost album from Jay Dilla's body of work. According to Egon Allapatt, former manager of Stone's Throw Records, this is the last record Jay Dilla wanted out. In a detailed Fact magazine article, writer Laurent Fintoni covers the treacherous story of how The Diary came to be. From the creation of this album during Jay Dilla's time of fighting lupus to the release of the album this year, as Fintoni describes it so well, the story of The Diary resembles the story of Yancey's life. It wasn't easy, but it was hopeful. This album is meant to highlight the duality of Jay Dilla as a rapper and producer. People relish in his work as a producer, but it's often forgotten that he dedicated his life to rap as much as he did to production. Here is the track, The Introduction, written and produced by Jay Dilla. To all you folks out there listening who are sensitive to explicit content, the following song has coarse language and references mature subject matter. Please be advised.
Thank you. back in the days when I was a young nigga. Before my Uncle Al let me pull a gun trigger. You can find Dilla listening to Abstract. My pops used to say it reminded him of Jazz Cats. See, he told me that this game go with cycles. Example, Cisco amping like Michael. Expect nothing but fire. It's on and popping. If you got the chronic, J is for the copping. Come on, everybody, let's get live with it. This nigga nice with it like Dyke Flickin'. First, let me introduce myself. My peeps call me Dilla. Known to write and produce myself. Also, I'm a pimp by nature. We're tall, though. Whoa. Far more than the NBA does this. Dilla. Motherfucker, get the name right now. My line niggas love it like they name Bilal. I bangs it out. Niggas put the same shit out. And I've been observing the game, came to save it now. It's Dilla. Bringing the pain and bringing the truth. If you bring it to Jay, then you bring it to you. Got a problem, I ain't worried at all. Born and raised in the D and hole. Big fucking warrior boss. Jay, Dilla like Inspector Gadget. Cause I pull out the tools to eliminate the extra baggage. Dilla on some vector fashion. Watch out. Party people, if you like it, hot shout. Dilla. I got the MJ disease. MCs wanna be me. Cause if I spit anything, it's gonna be heat. Cause Dilla dog, a one of a kind nigga. Killing them off with the rhyme. A motherfucker son of a nine nigga. If I pull a chain out in the sun of the blind niggas, first thing to come to your mind when you think of hardcore. Taking cuts to the front of the line. J Dilla icy like Michelin 90. So contagious, call me J Icely. About to take the fuck off traveling light speed. Okay. You roll, don't rock it, just roll, but don't rock it, roll, but don't rock it, just roll, rock, rock it, just roll, roll, but don't rock it, just roll, yeah, party people, get live with it.
Talking Women on Friday, June 10th at 7:30 at Vivo Media Arts Center. Vivo and Cinevolution bring you a series of intimate interviews based on the artistic process and thoughts on community plus technology. Art Talking Women showcases Canadian female artists to the world. The 13-episode series airs every Friday at noon on Vimeo, iTunes, Vivo's website, as well as Cinevolution's website.
You're listening to RIP Radio. I'm Rachel. That was the introduction by J Dilla. And continuing on with our episode about J Dilla, the rapper and producer, I want to talk about his influence on artists today. Although there are many artists who are influenced by J Dilla, I want to talk about Little Sims today. And Little Sims is an artist out of the UK, and she is a female MC who is just starting her music career. It actually started in 2010, and her debut album was released in 2015. The song I want to play for you today is actually a freestyle, a 3-minute freestyle that Little Sims has done to the beat Heard Him Say off of Kanye West's album, Registration. Before I play the song Heard Him Say, I want to play a clip for you of Little Sims in an interview with Nardwar, the human serviette, to give you an idea of what J Dilla means to Little Sims. Here it is, Little Sims.
Little Sims, right off the bat, I have a gift for you, and it is something that you hold near and dear to your heart, a J Dilla LP.
Oh, wow.
What can you say about Little Sims and J Dilla?
How do you know I like Jay Dilla? I'm not supposed to ask you questions.
Oh, no, feel free, because you are Little Sims. We have to know.
Jay Dilla, for me, like, is one of my musical influences, aside from my, you know, everyone, I'm sure you know, I love Lauryn Hill. But Jay Dilla, for me, just his production and what he brought to hip-hop and what he done for hip-hop, is incredible. So that's sick that you know that. I love, I think one of my favourite Jay Dilla beats is Trashy. But, yeah, I check this out. I've not heard many of these ones.
Some Jay Dilla for Little
Sims. It's been a little while, so I'm just gonna speak from the heart and we'll see how it goes, yeah. Cool. Oh, so we pray for peace. Nine-folded from what is real, we pray to see. Wouldn't be shit if my mother didn't pray for me. Claustrophobic and all I ask is space to breathe. Give me space to be more than the eye can see. Never tried to be anything other than Simbi. Thinking straight from the heart, hoping you're listening, hear me out. How will I grow? Been through more than you know. People actually pay to see me performing at shows. Now miss a trip, ain't it? Never claiming I made it. There ain't a reason for me now to stop being complacent. All I want in this conversation, don't try and impress me. And speaking truth is a crime, then go ahead and arrest me. My opinion is mine, if I'm ever wrong, check me. Was on a tour around the world when I heard him say, she must be dreaming if she thinks she can crack the stakes. Please, when you see me, say that shit to my face, my face. Oh, you a hater and you know it, arrest my case. I ain't pressed to say what they want me to mention. I'm chilling in Cali, blowing some of that herbal essence. Yeah, life is cool, life is good. Still, who can I trust? Still misunderstood. Back when I was a young and I heard him say, you're gonna go far, soon gonna pave the way. It's like pressuring you now to change today. I came to flip the game, not to play. Got a lot to learn and I'm stuck in my ways. Hopefully it's a phase, but look who I became. Look who I became, oh. Look, moving towards the light is something that we are often afraid of, intimidated and shaken up. Fear of nobody saving us, exploring a part of us. We're often ashamed of, I play the fool when I want. Saying fool what you want. Let me be in my thoughts when I'm getting lost in this view. Being in isolation, it might just cost me a few days lost with the world. Ain't lost if you get it back. Not loving yourself and you'll stay lost in the world. Part of me isn't happy. Greatness is so far away, a part of me cannot hack it. Being the best is a liability and an asset. I made a record that's the defining meaning, the classic. I pray my messages will be listened to by the masses, and that we find leaders who will care for us with a passion. Instead we're run by godless believers and evil fashions. Freedom from this time is always the answer for any healing. Competing with it is probably the dumbest thing you can do. Unfortunately, I'm not dumb enough, they party. I write until the sun is up, my turn up is my therapy. Sorry, don't recall you in my memories, so miss me with that. Hey, Little Sims, do you remember me? That I ain't seen you in time, shit. Ain't seen anybody from when I got me a license. I'm on the 30 doing 50. Thinking about the boy and then wondering if he missed me. Though it's all in the past, but I always plan to make history. Wear my heart on my sleeve and forget. It's hella risky, I only speak what's within me. That's not the lost in translation. It's a space age, 101, fucking impatient. Pearly gateways with my presence, oh, what a blessing. What a blessing it is when I heard him say, while the world to sleep, stay awake. Know the throne I'm sitting on is made for greats. Will I be here forever or just fade away? Everything feels different. Still I'm here, but I feel distant. I'm a talking, you will listen. Nothing is a real mission. Go get what you feel's missing. Now we need change.
That was Heard Him Say, a 3-minute freestyle by Little Sims. I want to end with Little Sims today because although Jay Dilla is no longer with us, the life of his music still lives on, and Little Sims is a great example of that. Thank you, Jay Dilla, for the love you gave to this world through your music and through your words. You will be missed. Thank you for joining me today on RIP Radio. I'm Rachel. And remember, folks, stay alive. Until next time.